Bullock County Commissioners met Tuesday, February 7 for their regular bi-monthly meeting. During the meeting, the commissioners approved the Bullock County Planning and Development Department proposed to amendment to the official zoning map of Bullock County. This amendment allows them to apply the Interstate Gateway Overlay District to two parcels. The parcels are located at or approximate to 3414 Union Church Road near the Bruce Yon Commerce Park. This approval provides another step in preparing for continued industrial growth around the Bruce Yon Commerce Park. Zoning agenda approved. Christopher Hoag submitted an application to rezone from Ag 5 to R80 to allow the property to be divided into two parcels. The property is located at 1994 Ponderosa Road. Tanya Hoag spoke in favor of the rezone. No one spoke against. Approved, Protective Real Estate Investments, LLC, the developer of the Chatham Place subdivision, is requesting the creation of a county street light tax district. Protective Real Estate Investments, LLC proposes 16 lots to be included within the tax district. Approved, Tammy Barrow Burnett submitted an application for a conditional use to allow a facility to host private and public functions to be located in HC. The property is located at 22700 Highway 80 East. Tammy Barrow Burnett spoke in favor of the request. No one spoke against. Approved, Lori Licken submitted an application to rezone 1.73 acres from Ag 5 to R25 to allow the property to be divided into two parcels. The property is located at 1326 Henry Blitch Road. John Dotson spoke in favor of the rezone. No one spoke against. Approved, Bruce Wade and Angie Parker submitted an application for the conditional use and construction of two-family, duplex, residential dwellings in HC zone. The property is located on Old Register Way. John Dotson spoke in favor of the rezone. No one spoke against. Approved, Cleve White submitted an application to amend Appendix C, Article 2, Section 202 of the Bullock County Zoning Ordinance to modify the definition of freight trucking, and amend Article 8, Section 202 Commercial and Industrial Principal Use Table. Cleve White spoke in favor of the amendment. No one spoke against. Approved, Courage Ateka and Bonnie Grist submitted an application for a conditional use to allow freight trucking in HC. The property is located at 12147 Highway 301 South. Cleve White spoke in favor of the conditional use. No one spoke against. Approved, Chris Aiken submitted an application to rezone 7.65 acres from Ag 5 to MHP to add additional manufactured homes. The property is located at 1281 Aikens Anderson Road South. John Dotson spoke in favor of the rezone. No one spoke against. Approved, Robert K. Bell Jr. Investments, Inc. submitted an application for a conditional use to allow a manufactured home to be located in a R40 zone. The property is located at 817 Hope Baptist Church Road. Robbie Bell spoke in favor of the conditional use. No one spoke against. Approved, the Bullock County Planning and Development Department proposes to amend the official zoning map of Bullock County to apply the Interstate Gateway Overlay District to two parcels. The parcels are located at or approximate to 3414 Union Church Road. Public comments. William Emley came before the commissioners again to discuss a request he made to ask to meet with the county commissioners. Allegedly, he made the request in December in person and again online with no response. Chairman Roy Thompson reminded Mr. Emily that he has daily office hours at the commissioner's office. Mr. Thompson said Mr. Emily is well aware of this. In fact, Mr. Emily made an appointment with Chair Thompson and did not show for his appointment. Mr. Rushing reminded Mr. Emily that he also set a time to meet him and again Mr. Emily did not show. Tom Couch, Bullock County Manager, offered to allow Mr. Emily to email him his list of questions. They would then research the questions and set a time to meet with him to address his concerns. New BUSINESSAPPROVED, motion to enter into an agreement with EMC Engineering Services, Inc. for professional services in the amount of $95,000 for surveying and design for the grading and paving of Yahart Road, and portions of Moore Road and Lee Road, to be funded by TSPLOST. Approved. approve a land purchase and sale agreement to purchase 4.52 acres from Robert K. Bell Development Company for $125,000 consent agenda. All approved minutes approval. Tuesday, January 3, 2023 5:30 p.m. minutes approval. Tuesday, January 17, 2023 8:30 a.m. minutes approval. Executive session minutes Tuesday, January 17, 2023 8:30 a.m. motion to approve fire response mutual aid agreements with surrounding cities and counties. Motion to approve equipment for camera install at Splash in the Boro Waterpark. Motion to approve camera installation at Splash in the Boro Waterpark. Motion to approve bid from BSN for baseball, softball equipment and uniforms for spring 2023 season. Motion to approve S&S Greenway Animal Plant Research Project with Georgia Southern University. Approve a concession agreement with Blue Mile Pizza, LLC to operate the grill at Splash in the Boro. Grants a license to Blue Mile Pizza, LLC to operate the grill at Splash in the Boro for the 2023 season in consideration for $60,000. Approve a concession agreement with Blue Mile Pizza, LLC to operate the pizzeria at Splash in the Boro. Appoint Lawton Sack to fill the unexpired term of Hadley Campbell on the Bullock County Board of Elections and Registration beginning on April 1, 2023 and ending on December 31, 2025. Motion to grant a 2023 alcoholic beverage renewal license for package retail beer and wine sales to certain establishments with a current 2022 license. Off PREMISESDN 12 Inc. Kiran Patel MDH Enterprises Inc. DBA H's Food Mart. Michael Hatton and Deborah Hatton J. Shivananda, Inc. Mill Creek No. 1 Meal Patel U. Yash, LLC DBA Buddy's Truck Stop. Maniklal Patel on premises Moose Lodge #1089 Shala Denel Hendricks approval of a resolution authorizing notice of an intent not to renew a certain lease agreement with Statesboro Ear, Nose, Throat and Facial Plastic Surgery. PC approve an underground easement to Georgia Power. Appoint Commissioner Anthony Simmons to Coastal Regional Commission. Council motion to approve execution of a temporary construction easement with the Georgia Department of Transportation for the reconstruction of a driveway into the Statesboro Bullock County Airport as part of the road widening project on US 301 North. GDOT is proposing to install passing lanes on US 301 North from North Randy Lowry Road to Clito Road. As part of the construction plans, GDOT proposes to reconstruct and improve the driveway into the Statesboro Bullock County Airport, which is located across from North Randy Lowry Road. This driveway is located near the northern property line of the airport property and is across from North Randy Lowry Road. The driveway has a chain-link fence and gate which will not be impacted by the construction. Motion to approve State Farm Insurance settlement and release of claims on August 7, 2022. A Bullock County bridge on Pulaski Road was damaged when struck by a vehicle. Estimated cost for bridge repair is $54,550.75. County staff filed an insurance claim to seek reimbursement from the driver's insurance carrier, State Farm Insurance. After reviewing the claim and associated cost estimates, State Farm has accepted liability for the damage but has advised that the repair cost exceeds the driver's insurance policy limit. State Farm has agreed to issue payment for full policy limits of $25,000, but only if the county executes a written release settling all claims against the driver, his estate, and State Farm Insurance. Delayed Action Commissioner Ray Mosley asked that the consent agenda item to appoint Lawton Sack to fill the unexpired term of Hadley Campbell on the Bullock County Board of Elections and Registration beginning on April 1, 2023 and ending on December 31, 2025 be removed from the consent agenda and delayed to a future meeting. Commissioner Mosley had a few questions he wanted to discuss before this was voted on. The commissioners voted to remove and delay the appointment. Executive session, personnel, commissioners entered a brief executive session to discuss personnel issues. When commissioners returned, they took no additional action and adjourned the meeting. Meeting agenda and supporting documents live stream of the meeting.